So come, the table's been prepared. If you want to use those little cups, they're made available. If you want to come to the altar and kneel and take communion the traditional way with the bread and the cup, a good Methodist by name of Mr. Welch found a way to make wine non-alcoholic. So we use Welch's grape juice. So it's the same fruit of the vine. Come as the Spirit leads. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you can stand. You don't have to kneel. You know, I got bad knees. I remember one, many years I couldn't. The broken body of Christ shed for the forgiveness of sin. When we partake in the bread, which represents Jesus' broken body, and then we're followed with the cup, which is the, in the Passover meal, is the third cup. It's a cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation because of what Christ has done for us. Judy, the body of Christ, broken for you. Take to your comfort in the cup which represents the blood of Christ. Take to your comfort in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. As we rise from this table, with the satisfaction of knowing no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, our sins have been forgiven. And we celebrate it in this meal as we memorialize what Christ has done for us. Arise now and go in peace, knowing that your sins have been forgiven, that you've been well, and you're made whole in Jesus' name. Amen. Has everyone been served that wishes to be served? And that song, but I thought we were going to do it at the beginning and I got it backwards. Something beautiful, something good. It just brings the whole thing into perspective that he could make something good out of us, a sinner.